For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
The topic tonight is finding excitement in Judaism. And Rav Friedman spoke about a very unique way of looking at finding excitement. So I want to look at totally different angle of how to find excitement in Yiddishkeit. Rav Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a Shiva of Late with the Shiva. One time he went to somebody's home. The host was one of the big supporters of Lakewood Yeshiva. And they gave a lot of money to Lakewood Yeshiva. While he was sitting around, he saw the son of this Baal Abbas wandering around doing nothing. So Aaron went to him, said, "Why don't you go do something with yourself?" He said, "You know, you taught us that there is an Indian of Issachar and Zebulun. We help, we give money to the yeshiva, and we have a chelek of Olam Haba. What do we need to do something else?" So Rav Aaron said an unbelievable line to him. He said, "Ani lo mekane al Olam Haba shayich. I'm not jealous of your Olam Haba. I'm jealous of your, you have to be jealous of my Olam Hazeh. I have Olam Hazeh that you don't have." I'm going to explain what that means. There was a very wealthy Baal Tzedakah, Rav Moshe Reichman, which we all heard of, passed away a few months ago. He was a big supporter of Torah all around the world. Rav Shach was very close to him. One time Rav Shach told him, I'm jealous of Olam Haba. You have unbelievable Olam Haba. But you should be jealous of my Olam Hazeh. I have Olam Hazeh that you don't have." Again, the same line that they said. The Klugzenberger Rebbe said that Sadiqim, he said, "I don't know who has Olam Haba, Sadiqim or Rasha'im or what, I'm not going to make a judgment." But he said, "Olam Hazeh only people have that they keep Mitzvot." What does that mean? What does that mean that somebody that is Shomer Torah or Mitzvot has Olam Hazeh? Olam Haba, we can't decide. But who has the Olam Hazeh? Who has the pleasures of this world? Only people that are Shomer Torah Mitzvot. How do you understand that? So in order to understand that, I want to tell you a story, which is a very difficult story to understand, but it's a true story, and then we have to understand how is it possible. The Tzeitzer Adon, you know that in Latin, Chazon Ish HaTzitzer. When they set up the Shidduch with his future wife, Chazon Ish HaTzitzer, he wasn't sure that she's the right Shidduch or not. They had a meeting. He wanted to know if she's really the right one to get married. He said to her, "I want to tell the story. And I want you to think about this story and tell me, what do you think about it?" He said, "When I was in the Russian army, I said to myself, under no circumstances I'm going to be Mechalel Shabbat. No matter what they're going to do to me, I'm not going to desecrate Shabbat. My general heard that I said I'm not going to be Mechalel Shabbat, the Shul Panibo. Called me in his office. And it said, how dare you make such a statement in the Russian army that you are not going to be Mutabel Shabbat? Is that an answer? The man, the general said to Stifler, said, I'll tell you what, and the one circumstance is I'm going to let you keep Shabbat. The Stifler said, before he finishes this statement, he said, I agree. Whatever it is, I agree. The guy is so laughing. So what could it be? What did he want from me? That in order for me not to do any melachan Shabbat, he's gonna do something to me. He said to him, said, I'm gonna line up all the soldiers from both sides. You're gonna walk through, and each soldier is going to kick you with their boots. And when you come out, you're still alive to keep Shabbat. That's what Stifler said. That's what the general told Stifler. So fine. Stifler went through this line, and every soldier in that line started kicking with their boots. When he got out, he said to his future wife, he said, I had the biggest tanuk that I ever had in my life. I had the biggest pleasure that when I went through this life and they kicked me, I had the biggest pleasure. So Stifler said to his future wife, said, do you understand what that means? He said to her, I want you to go think about this. Do you understand what I'm telling you? She said, yes. They got engaged and they got married. That was the test that Stifler had for his future wife to understand what does that mean? And she understood what the Stifler meant. So I heard the story a long time ago, I couldn't understand how somebody could even understand what that means. Biggest hands, biggest forehead. That's the biggest excitement I had in my life, to get kicked by the Russian soldier. Until I saw a word from Rabbi Dov Lafian. Rabbi Dov Lafian, the Chesed Levachar, wrote the Sefer Leveliyahu. He said the word like this. He said, the Pirkei Avot tells us, Atke asmecha beprozdor kedei shetitkanes et harkelim. The person should prepare themselves in a hallway in order to get in to a big hall. So Rabbi Leo Lapian asked, said, anybody knows what's going on in that hallway? Everybody knows what's going on in the Tarkelim. What's in the big hall? Beautiful. The chandelier is made of gold. The walls made of gold. It's got a beautiful setup. So anybody knows what is going on in the hallway. So he said that in the hallway has to be exactly like the big hall. Because he said, what do you think in the hallway? What do you think is going on in that hallway? You think the hallway is made of piece of wood? The hallway is made of a much beautiful piece of furniture. He said, that's Olam Hazeh. The Olam Hazeh made of a most beautiful setup in order for us to get into Olam Abba. Therefore, he says that Olam Hazeh is Me'en Olam Abba. If you have a ta'anuk, you have a pleasure in Olam Abba, therefore you have a pleasure in Olam Abba. There's no other way. Why don't we see it? The problem is that we live in a world today that I remember when I came to America almost 35 years ago, you couldn't find Chalav Israel. even in Baltimore,
was a small store jack
that was selling cannabis there. That's all it was.
Patty Thread. Nobody cared about Patty Thread those days. Yashan. There are few people here and there kept Yashan. Today, if you don't keep Halal Israel, they look at you like you are not from anymore. If you don't keep Yashan, they look at you as, what's wrong with this guy? It used to be that glad, if somebody kept glad, was unbelievable. They used to sell in Baltimore, not talking about Atlanta, I'm talking about Baltimore, that era college. And I'm talking about a city that everybody was from. What they sold was a regular bazaar kasher. If you wanted to buy glass meat, it's amazing, you are ascetic. Today, the glass is not only glass, you have to buy that yourself now. That there's a big difference. The difference of that generation and this generation is tremendous. That generation, people have excitement about the Irish guys. Today, the excitement is much less. Even though they have everything else in tip of your finger. I remember when I was growing up on Pesach, they weren't selling matzah in the store. Every family had to go bake his own matzah, and they had to go sit in a place for 10 hours to get your turn. And that was the only thing to eat. But matzah, rice, thank God, that's all it was. Was nothing else. Nobody ate potatoes those days. That's all it was. No milk, no butter, no pizza, no Cheerios, nothing. Today, but everything is unbelievable. And when you looked at people those days, they was not much like Me'en Olam HaKodesh people. They were so excited that Pesach is coming. They were so excited that they are going to bake matzah. They're so excited that all that bread. My mother used to prepare for Pesach months before Pesach. To clean everything. But it's like Olam Haba. Today, now people are coming. One Sunday they clean up the whole house, and they go to Kroger and they pack up their house. They got everything they want. What happened to us? Why there is no excitement today? Why people are the front people are getting out of the derech? Why people are doing things that they are not even interested? They don't come to happen and leave. Like our friend said, they come in the middle and the end of happen and they leave. They come by Shabbat and they get out by after Shemon Esre. They are not even thinking that they should be doing. What happened? Where did we go wrong? Where did this generation went wrong that the excitement went down? Even though that they have much more ability to keep this book, they have much more ability to do things, and it's much easier. It's tremendous today to do everything you want. There's a midrash in Kohelet Rabbah. Midrash tells us there was once a goy, Sarab Yehuda Ben Eloy. Sarab Yehuda Ben Eloy, his face is shining. His mama was so happy, his face was like a light in his face. They said, the goy said to his friend, said, see this guy, this is a Jew. Three things could be with this guy, he's so happy. Either he's drunk, or he lent his money very bit and is getting interest on his money, or is megatel chazirim, or is raising pigs. That must be the reason that this guy is so happy. He goes up to Rabbi Elazar and says, which one of these three things you are doing? Are you drunk? You have so much wine? Are you megatel chazirim? Are you raising pigs? Do you have your money lended out and getting rid of it? Why are you so happy? Rabbi Elazar says, none of this. He says to him, why you are so happy? He said, Torah zo shemeira panai. He says, the Torah is what lights my face. He says, I couldn't understand what that means. What does that mean? That you're so happy because you have Torah. Somebody drinks wine, they dance, they're happy, they jump up and down. But what does that mean to have the Torah because we learn Torah? The Torah Me'ira Panai. But the pshat is that if a person mamash understands Torah, then he has the biggest panu of namaste. The reason, the excitement of this generation is so down because we all born, most born from, and our parents told us what to do, and we kept on doing it. We never bothered to go out and study and think and learn and understand what is going on. We never bothered to understand, sit down, there's a sukkah coming up. We sit in the sukkah. Do you know what was sukkah in those days? We as a kid, we were jumping up and down because sukkah was coming. We're so excited. Today, boy, do you have to put that sukkah now? Okay. I gotta go up and put that finger. It's cold, it's bad. Buzzing there, bees are there. They make some whole thing. What time? When is the sukkah is going to be over? We got to get out already. It's a business. My work, guys. I got to cut off my work. What's going on? The reason is mitzvot anashim milonda. They're just doing it. They're just doing it. Became the doing mitzvot. Became like a habit. We're just doing it. That we are like a machine. We get up, we do this, we go to sleep, we get up next day, we do this same thing, go to sleep again, and that became a normal thing. We are not looking forward. When a person wants to put on tefillin every day, he's not looking forward to put on tefillin. Because that's a normal thing. We are not excited. But the only way to get the excitement back is to understand, fully understand, why is it important to put on tefillin. The women go to mikveh. Do you know how they went to mikveh those days? You can't even imagine. Today, Baruch Hashem, beautiful mikvot out there. There was no mikveh in the city for a long time. There was a well outside the city that people had to go there, stand outside, it was dark. Somebody had to stand outside with a candle for this woman to go down to this water and come out. They were happy. They were excited. They never complained. Because they understood why is it important. They just weren't just doing it because everybody thought I'm going to go also. Everybody does, I'm going to do the same thing. That that's not what Judaism is about. Yeshayahu HaNavi warned us about that. Sort and Hashem Milomda, when you start doing sort becomes a habit, then you've got a problem. And that's what that we see the results today. We see the results that this I really believe that the accessibility of all the things that we have today is Atzat Yetzer Hara. It's what Yetzer Hara is. Because he wants us to become so important, so have everything tip of our finger. It's beautiful. But if we don't know how to use it, that's not Yetzer Hara. The Gaon at the Gaon Mevilna, to the unbelievable world. Said, the Gemara tells us when the Yetzer Hara comes to you, drag him to the Beit Midrash. That's what the Gemara tells us. So the Gaon Mevilna asks, what is Yetzer Hara going to do in the Beit Midrash? You're going to drag him to the Beit Midrash, what's he going to do here? He's going to sit down and learn Torah? What's he there to do? So he says, you drag him to the bed because why he wants you to wants to take you out of Beit Midrash? Because he wants to show you what the pleasure of the world is. He said, drag him to the Beit Midrash, show him what the real pleasure is. Once he sees the real pleasure of the Limud HaTorah, he said, wow, there's nothing is going to match that. Drag him here and show him what's going on. This is Rabotai, this is what we have to focus on. What we have to focus is to understand and to focus and to learn and to study and to become mamash absorbed on the mitzvot. Don't just do it because my father did it, my grandfather did it, and that's the way it is, that's the way the world is, that's the way things are done. There is no other way to do it. Now, today, people send their daughters to Eretz Yisrael. They don't want to do that. Why not? I'm going to send it to. Is that the reason that we should send our daughters to Eretz Yisrael? No. We should send it because it's important. The Gemara Masechet Chulin, the Gemara tells us that if somebody wanted to do a Kisui Adam, somebody wanted to cover the blood with the dust. Somebody has come and takes away the mitzvah from you. The Gemara says that he has to pay the other person as far as the Hubim. He has to pay him 10 gold coins. The Chatam Sofer asks, what? For what? He wanted to do the mitzvah. Why does he have to get paid? He said he couldn't do it. Hashem counts it that he did it. The Chatam Sofer said an unbelievable word, unbelievable. He said that the reason he has to pay, not because of the mitzvah, because the pleasure that he could have get by doing the mitzvah, he took it away from him. Then you have to pay the money for that pleasure that took away from him. That's what the Asaraz of women saw. He said, do you understand what a pleasure this guy would have by doing the mitzvah? You can't even imagine. A sarazo win 10 coins. You know how much money is that? He said, because you're metzair beguf, you have it. That's why you have to pay him the money. The people, this one, the Kelman, Rav said that people think anybody wants to be shomer Torah on his world, he has to be suffering. What kind of stupid is that? If you are not suffering, then you are not Shomer Torah Mitzvah. Do you know in how many different ways there's one word in a Lashon HaKodesh language, one word has a lot of different ways of saying it. And that's Simcha. You could say the word Simcha in 7 different ways. Sason, Simcha, Gila, Rina, Disa, Chedva. There is no other word in the Lashon HaKodesh that would say happiness. Why? Because that's the source of everything that we do in Judaism. To be happy. If you are not happy, then you've got a big problem. I had a question. Tomorrow, when the Yom Kippur, we say Radat Al-Khet. Why don't we say Al-Khet that we weren't happy and weren't excited by doing it? There is no word, there is no sentence of Al-Khet. They have Al-Khet, they didn't do this, Al-Khet didn't do that, Al-Khet didn't do that. But the main part of the thing is Al-Khet, I wasn't happy. I wasn't excited. You know what the answer is? I think the answer is because all the Al-Khet, we say each one is because of that. Every Al-Khet, every reason that you think is because of it the next time. There's a story about Chatam Sofer, beautiful story. Was once Chatam Sofer went to a city to raise money for somebody that lost everything they had. And while he was raising money, an Ashir, a wealthy man, comes to Chatam Sofer and says, "Who are you raising the money for?" He said, "I can't tell you who I'm raising money. It's not right. I'm not going to reveal his name." And he pushed him and pushed him. He didn't say. Then man said to Chatam Sofer, he said, "You know, I wasn't sure if I could talk to you about my problem. So now that I know you keep secrets, I could tell you what the problem is." He said, "Oh yeah, I have the problem. I used to be an Ashir, I used to be a wealthy man, lost everything I had. And I need, and really need money." So Chatam Sofer takes money out. So take this money. Go to Vienna and invest it in such a business and you're going to make your money back. That's what he does. He takes the money, goes to Vienna, invests the money in that business and makes all his money back. Comes back to Chatam Sofer, he wants to give the money back to him. Gives the money and he puts 3,000 rubles on top of it. Gives it to Chatam Sofer. So Chatam Sofer takes the money. She's mad, I'm so happy. He says, "But I can't take the money, Zribis. I can't take interest on the money that I gave you." He gives it back to him. So this Ashir says to Chatam Sofer, says, "You knew that this is a ribit, this is interest, and you cannot take it. Why were you happy? Why were you smiling? Why were you so happy?" He says, "I was so happy that I had a mitzvah to do, and I was always waiting for something like that. Now I got the opportunity not to accept ribit. That was my happy, my joy for." This is what simcha is. This is what excitement is. Now, we have a lot of opportunities like that. There's a lot of opportunities that we could do certain things, but we are not as excited. We go through a lot of things in our lives that we are not excited. We have opportunities to do mitzvot. But we are down now. I can't get up and go to school now. I can't come in the sleep or I could have it by myself. Why do I need to do this? Why do I need to do that? Why is it so complicated? Why is it so? Why keeping Torah so complicated? It's not complicated. The reason it's complicated because we don't understand it. The way to find excitement about keeping Torah mitzvot is only one way. And that way is Limud Torah. Learning. Because if we learn and we understand and understand the Hashibut, the importance of the mitzvot, we are excited. So Shaila, what's the Shaila? It doesn't matter we have everything for Pesach, doesn't matter putting up a sukkah is difficult, doesn't matter to going to mikveh is difficult, doesn't matter if this is matter. Because everything is beautiful. We have that's the biggest simcha Yisro could have.
Eretz Israel just went through an unbelievable mess. 3,000 missiles fell in Eretz Israel. 3,000 missiles. You know what that means, to fell in Eretz Israel? And almost 25 or 27, 2800 of them fell in Emtilat. And how much Emtilat of Israel had, I don't know. But a lot of them fell in Emtilat. Who can make a statement that I guarantee you that no missile would fall in Bnei Barak? Who can make a statement like that? It's not the first time they made that statement. The statement was made in Iraq War 1991 already. And how many times they've sent missiles? And they fell all over. But in Bnei Barak, nothing fell. You know who made that statement? Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the son of the stipler, the mother of the person that said that, she said, I understand what you are talking about. That stipler Gaon. That person that went through and got beaten by the Russian boots, and he had such a, that person was able to make that statement. Now we understand why they have such honor, because they really understood what that means. He understood what that means to be a total Shomer Torah. He understood what that means to keep Shabbat. He understood nothing could replace that. But the only amity. Now I hope is Bezat Hashem, that Hashem should help us to come to that realization. It's a difficult realization of that. Because everything about this society is against that. All the pleasures in the world, everything that we see with our own eyes, tells us that is not the real pleasure. That is the real pleasure. That is what they do is the real pleasure. Everything points to that. But our avodah is, our job is to go against that. Our job is to understand that that's not what it is. The real pleasure and excitement is, let's understand why is it like that? Why Rav Chaim Kanievsky is able to make such a statement? Why? Why Obama cannot make such a statement? The Abdi the Elephant a lot. Why? Because there's a big difference between these two. This is as the Koach HaTorah, the other one doesn't have Koach HaTorah. This one as the power of Torah, and the other one is not power of Torah. That is the real excitement. The real excitement is not only doing the mitzvot. The real excitement is, why am I doing the mitzvot? Why is it important for me to do the mitzvot? What is behind this mitzvot? Why they are so important and crucial? If you understand that, and you understand everything, and the coming year, Bezrat Hashem, is going to be a year that all of us are able to look forward to learning, look forward to understanding, look forward to thinking it so properly. And there's a difference then in Rabbi Friedman's shul, people are not walking in by Pasuk at the Zimra. They come before the davening starts. Because I'm excited! The reason they come late, because it's a burden on them to come on time. They don't understand it. That's why they come late. When people get up early, it's a burden on them. Why are they the cats? They're killing me already. Like one time I asked somebody, so why did they come to Mincha today?
So that 10 years that I was. There's no understanding. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give all of us a tefillah of
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.